Alright. Yeah.
If y'all seeing me, I'm literally looking at SmackDown that's going on right now.
This is the first time in months that these niggas watch SmackDown. Will voluntarily.
Yeah, I guess so. There's nothing else is on.
There ain't even nothing else on. This is what I was watching when he stepped into the goddamn studio. So firstly, for those who are watching on Twitch, shout out to Shortbox Podcast.
Yes.
I'll hear on my hat. The homies, the fam. They got hats and shirts and stuff, bro. They got stickers and shit. They got enamel pins. You got to be a patron. Sign up for them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm a patron. I'm one of the true believers.
Nice. Okay, but I love Shortbox. I love those guys.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Bonner, Ashley, Cesar, and Ed, those homies.
Yeah, man.
Watching this resounding match of Cesaro versus Seth Rollins for the 82nd time in this year.
In the biggest LED screen I ever seen in my life.
That's right. That's how we do it down here.
With fake noises.
Yeah, man.
And you just you're willing to accept this. You're willing
over what the fuck I saw on Wednesday, that corona filled, anxiety driven, packed crowd. First off,
oh my god.
Let's start this. Welcome to the Filthy Casuals Podcast. It is myself, your friendly neighbor nerd, the Bobo.
Get me wowed up.
And of course, the other half of my tag team.
Yes, I am Dashing Cam, the best looking gamer in Jax, also the best gamer in Jax. All right? That's why I go
by. That's what you go by.
Yes, that's what he goes by. That's because that's what I am.
All right. So today, if you guys didn't catch us last time we collabed or so with Filthy Casuals.
Yes.
It actually was at River City WrestleCon.
That was a fun day. That was fun.
That was a good ass day indeed.
That was nice.
I was there. He was there too. That's kind of how we did the thing.
Had to be there.
Yeah, yeah. But we were interviewing wrestlers and shit. Mm-hmm. And if you guys know, we're also wrestlers and shit.
Oh.
Right? It's crazy.
That's amazing.
You Filthy Casual started, if this is your first time tuning in, most likely this is your first time tuning in.
You said it twice for my other Twitch, don't worry.
We started this as a random fandom podcast, mm-hmm. and I just never released the fucking episode.
That's right. I have it
on my computer right now.
Shout out to Josh, man.
Shout out to the Iron Ranger, the homie Josh.
The lost one.
So yeah, the lost episode, the first episode.
You should never air it. Just have it.
Perfect.
When you get big, we got one episode you never heard.
Never heard.
The first one.
Only time you'll probably hear it, I put a clip of it in the Wonderground Media's preview
uh-huh.
of like all the stuff we were going to be doing with the network. Mm-hmm. I put a clip of when I did the Rita Repulsa voice.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I was like,
that was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was something.
So that is what we are doing tonight. We're doing the third episode of the Filthy Casuals because episode two was our live show at WrestleCon.
I don't know if you can top that one, bro. That was a good one.
we had some good ass guests. We had Enzo Amore. We had Colt.
Yeah,
Colt Gunn.
He can't throw bottles for nothing.
He actually made it the second time.
Second doesn't count.
Okay. So tonight we're back and we're talking more wrestling stuff.
Yes.
We probably ain't going to talk wrestling every time we come on this show.
Do you remember at River City WrestleCon, we were supposed to talk AEW?
Yeah, yeah. We never did. I started a conversation about Austin Aries being the greatest heel in professional wrestling, and we just got distracted.
That's it.
We started talking about tag teams and shit. But yeah, so we're here tonight because I wanted to talk with the homie about something that's been going on by the company he no longer watches. And that's why we're watching SmackDown here tonight.
Are we watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I know what's happening. I understand the storylines.
Mm.
Yes, it's a Sprite. It's a Sprite.
Oh, that sounds so refreshing.
Sprite, not alcohol.
That is a small can.
Yeah, that's the only thing I hate about Office Life. They buy small ass shit. They do little gulp size bottles of water, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm drinking 30 of these just to feel refreshed.
Like, that's for low key. That's not even for you.
Yeah, I'm not putting this in this nigga's water bowl.
Yeah, don't do that. That would not end well. He's just sleeping. Look at him.
That's good. That nigga ran into the door. He needs to sit his ass down somewhere. I love my dog, but he just be like. So Cam was coming to the door. I know we haven't talked about wrestling shit yet, but this is what you're gonna get. You tuned in. You tuned in to hear. This is what you're getting. Cam was at the door, and my dog thinks he's like a German Shepherd. So he's like, I'm like, let me close the door real quick. And this nigga, full force, ran into the door and went from. Cam was like, what the fuck is happening? I said, he's fine.
It sounded so horrible outside.
I was like, he's fine. Cam is like, I don't think he is. So, yeah. That's my dog.
It just sounded so horrible. I was afraid to see what you was going to open the door to.
Hey, what up, Big Kurt? 1993?
Kurt, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Yeah, man. Let me go ahead and you guys go ahead and share this for us. Like I said, hey, what's going on, Mistress? Hey, Lilith.
Hey.
Out here, kiss it gang all day, gang gang. So I'm going to copy this link and go into a particular group chat.
Oh no. No. Please.
I'm gonna put it somewhere else.
No, you're not, you're lying.
No, I'm putting it
in. Twitch, he's lying.
Why do I gotta lie, Craig? Why I gotta lie?
Come you're on, right, I was man. Lying.
I'm putting that shit in here.
No! I had a moment of belief. Okay. Oh. God, man. Well, hello, it'll be those fine. Guys.
Them niggas don't watch anyway.
They really don't. They just chastise.
All right. So yeah, we are. We're going to actually do the podcast. I feel we're going to actually sit here and do work today because we have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. So. Over the past few months, there has been some chaos going on within the realm of wrestling with one of the biggest names in wrestling. So WWE, over the last three and a half months, have released 44 employees.
Has it been 44?
It's been 44 wrestlers, but we're not even counting the writers and everything that got released,
Holy crap. Yeah, I didn't know it was that bad.
44.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Crap. So, yeah, it actually started 2020. When 2020 came around,
of course,
and everything was kind of like going crazy as fuck in March, WWE was like, we got to let some niggas go. Because WWE, for the past couple of years, has had the most stacked roster of unused talent.
They were hoarding a little bit.
Yeah, they were hoarding because of AEW.
Yeah, man.
And because of other wrestling promotions like Impact Wrestling and stuff. They didn't want to give away their prized possession, their wrestlers. Mm-hmm. But when the furloughing started and the pandemic moved into a lockdown, they released a fuck ton of people. Like, people with such notable names like Brian Myers. He was Zack Ryder then. Now he goes by something else. I forget his
current. No, that's Curtis.
Curtis.
What's his name?
Yeah, Brian Myers is who's Curtis, whatever. Name? He had a cane and shit.
Yeah, what was his name? No, I'm so sad.
he had the greatest losing streak in WWE.
What was his name? I'm going to be so mad if I'm wrong.
Just fucking Google. Oh, yeah, your phone's over there. Never mind.
Chat, let us know what was his name.
Yeah. Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
There we go. I had to get it.
Liz was like Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah, there you go.
Zack Ryder, he got released.
That's somebody I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because they could have got rid of that dude so long ago.
So long.
So, right when he was done with his freaking push and everything, it's just...
Yeah, Matt Cardona Matt Cardona is his name now. That's the name I was like, I don't care. That nigga's Zack Ryder.
You're Zack Ryder,
bro. Long Island Ice Z.
Yeah, he's going to say that. He's not changing his gimmick either.
Why would he? It works. What?
No.
It works.
No.
Broski Boot.
No, bro.
Broski Boot.
No. That came during. Okay, I liked that. But that came out during Jersey Shore, bro.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
It does it.
You have to learn to reinvent yourself.
Jersey Shore is still on TV.
No, it's a reunion episode.
But it's still on TV.
Reunion. You can come back to the gimmick.
Whatever.
You can pull an Undertaker. Who else?
Our homie Iron Ranger. Shout outs again to you, Iron Ranger.
He's in here?
Yeah, he's in the chat. He said he needs to tweak it. Not a complete rehaul, but just tweak it. I agree with that. But
nah, I say go do something else, man. Okay. Just ran his course.
No, okay, it's ran its course.
It ran its course, bro.
All right, so what? So it was a good bit of people. Like, EC3 got released. Who was
that's not surprising.
He fucking hated it there. Hated it.
I don't know why he came back. Honestly,
well, the reason why he thought he conquered everything that he wanted to do. He became world champion in a major corporation, in a major promotion. He ran the indies the way he wanted to, and he was like, Drew McIntyre did it. Look at him now.
That's true.
But he didn't expect for Vince to be like, you're funny when you're quiet.
Is that what Vince thought of?
He thought it was fucking hilarious to never let him speak.
See, this is why I am freaking terrified if Vince mixed MJF with somebody like that. Like, what?
That nigga is... The one thing that Ethan Carter III did best was just fucking talk on the mic. And what did we do? TNA. Silenced him. That was like when they sewed up Deadpool's mouth.
Oh, man. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that movie at all.
people like Ethan Carter III. No Way Jose got released back in 2020.
He did.
But again, like Noezo was having no momentum and stuff.
He really did.
Yeah, it was a list of people that kind of shocked, but it was more like I understand. But this year has been fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And honestly, with this year's release list, I'm gonna go through them per date that they were released.
Okay.
So originally,
you know it?
Yeah, I have it all down over here.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, wow, Cornette. I'm just
lying. So we originally called the first date Black Wednesday.
I heard of this.
It was Black Wednesday, yeah. And I remember where I was when it went down, and all of a sudden the chat was like, "Oh my god!" We came up around the same time for April, mm-hmm. And it was April 15th this year. April 15th this year, 2021.
Okay.
Then that's when the first round of releases started, and on here we had 10 releases. We had Samoa Joe, whew, Chelsea Green, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Mickey James, Tucker, Kalisto, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, and Mojo Raleigh.
So they got rid of the Iconics.
Together. They split them up, turned them into single stars, and then fired them.
They were one then of the most entertaining fired tag them. Teams.
They were very unique and very over, honestly.
Yes. Mojo Raleigh, he should have been.
Mojo Raleigh should have been released, but again, he brought the hype.
Kalisto had
heat. He was very upset with where his positioning was backstage.
All right, the last thing I knew about Kalisto, he was with Lucha House Party.
Yeah, and then he was very vocal about how he hated this shit, and they were like, "Take that nigga off TV." No.
Okay. I thought it was what were they doing? I remember they were handing out something.
Yeah, they were handing out piñatas and shit or whatever and candy and stuff. Yeah. But again, that's what Kalisto was like, yo.
I don't blame him, bro.
Yeah. Lilla said Mojo had a fan base. Mojo did have a fan base. He did.
I liked their Mojo at the beginning. I liked him in NXT.
Funniest Mojo Raleigh story. Uh-oh. I had a friend. I will not disclose the name of that friend, but she texted me in the middle of like, I think it was like 2 something in the morning one Saturday. Uh-huh. And she was like, "Hey, you like wrestling? You a wrestler? You know this man?" I said, "Nigga, that is Mojo Raleigh. What is he doing on this bar twerking? I don't know, but he was funny. I don't know if he was drunk or what. But my favorite Mojo Raleigh memory was when my friend was like, "You seen this? You know who this man is?" I said, "Nigga, that is Mojo Raleigh." And I forgot who he was. I think he was either at the bar with Strowman or somebody. We'll get to Strowman in a minute. He was at the bar with Strowman or some other big giant wrestler. And I was like, "Why? Get this nigga off the bar, please."
He was in town?
No, he was in Orlando. They were in Orlando. Okay. My friend lives in Orlando.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And it was so funny. Yeah, he always goes down to the bars downtown already. Yeah, I was like, my friend, she literally texts me like, "You know wrestlers?" I'm like, "What this is man happening?" This
twerking downtown Orlando. Shout out to Mojo Raleigh.
Out to Mojo Raleigh, who also was at River City WrestleCon. We didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Was he?
Yeah, he was over there with Cass and Enzo.
Yeah, that's right,
Yep.
That's right, he was there. So do you think he's going to change his name?
No. So he's going to go by Mojo. That nigga should have gone to go by Mojo.
Wait, so he didn't go by just Mojo in WWE.
Yeah, he was Mojo Raleigh. Oh, that's nice. So yeah. It'd be funny if he was Mojo Jojo.
Yes. Yes. That would be cool.
But yeah, so out of that first list of people, mm-hmm. let's go in and talk about who shocked you the most. I think I already know who. Who do you feel like is probably going to suffer the most, and who you feel like is okay, out of these people? So again, Samoa Joe, Chelsea Green, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Mickie James, Tucker, Kalisto, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, and Mojo Rawley.
Okay, so the one that shocked me the most, obviously, and shocked the whole IWC, shout out to IWC, was Samoa Joe.
Yes.
But that worked itself out, so, but...
It did. We'll get into that in a later segment.
So Samoa Joe, obviously, because that's a big, big, huge chunk of, you know, the indie legends, you know what I'm saying, and them keeping him under that WWE, you know, umbrella, and then finally let him go. Everybody was like, oh, no. Wherever he goes, he's gonna get notice. Also, the Iconics, I want them to stick together.
Oh, they already are.
They are?
Like, okay, they've been doing interviews together. They've been doing podcasts and stuff together. They have been a unit throughout this whole situation.
Keep that up with them. Mickie James.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
Yeah, she's in NWA.
She's already NWA.
Obviously, she was going to go there if WWE wasn't going
to do it. Yeah, she was either going to go back to Impact or go to NWA, which is also weird. I just noticed something. Ring of Honor doesn't have a women's division.
They
let that sink in.
No, they did.
They did. Not anymore.
What? Sumu Sakai was champion. And what? That's true. Well, so who's in? Who?
It's just one girl who does interviews. It's all male wrestlers.
When did this happen?
Like, I don't remember. It just clicked for me one day. And I was watching ROH's, Maria Bennett is running it. They're doing a tournament, and Maria's going to run the ROH women's tournament. That's good. But still, yeah, it just clicked. I was like, I have not seen a women's match on ROH television in a minute.
Goodness. Like, you're right. I was like, whoa.
Back to what we're saying. All right. So, Iconics, Mickie James is going to be fine. You know who I feel is going to be fine? Chelsea Green. She got a very bad shake at the stick at WWE because it was mostly injuries that took her out, and it was just dumb botches that happened, like that were spontaneous happenstance.
She was in the indies before.
She's fine. People just wanted to see her crazy bride gimmick again.
Yeah.
But WWE wasn't going to let that happen because they were like, we already did Matt Hardy.
Did they? I don't know.
Yeah, so... that was the first round.
You know who's the underdog in all this? Bo Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Bo. That is a good Bo call. Bo Dallas, honestly, I feel as if he would have been great back on the indies, but I don't even think he wants to wrestle. I probably think he wants to either be, like, coaching or promoting or something like that.
He's been holding on to that roster spot for so long.
Yeah. He wanted something different out of the E.
Yeah, Bo Dallas was becoming one of my favorites at one time. The Hobo Leave, I was behind it.
Bo Leave,
I was behind that 100%. But then he just disappeared.
He had to because Kevin Owens came. Kevin Owens came, and So that was the first round. There was actual controversy. Sorry, I hit my mic. There was actual controversy through the first round of cuts because that's when we learned about the little hazing ritual that WWE does to people that they release. It was never publicly stated or known, but people did say or come out afterwards say, oh, yeah, this happened to me too. Mickie James hit Twitter and was like, hey, yo. Just want to let y'all know. They sent my shit back in the trash bag, bro. And... Wrestling Twitter fucking melted.
Yes, they
and
did.
They were.
And they should have.
They should have. They should have. Yes, like, and the person was, again, fired. Again, I wasn't counting those people in, like, the 44. Yeah, I wasn't counting those people in the 44. The person who was responsible for sending the stuff back was fired. You can go find that online and everything like that. But they we all thought it was good in the land of ooh. And everything was all peaceful and stuff. And then the next date rolled around. May 19th, 2021.
Uh-oh.
On May 19th, there was a release of a mix of NXT and administrative people. Mm. So in this one, this was mostly NXT that got clipped, like referees and talent.
Yeah.
So for this list, Velveteen Dream, Drake Wirtz, Jake Clements, Brandi Lauren, Ezra Judge, Alexander Wolf, Kavita Devi, Jessamyn Duke, and Vanessa Bourne.
So Alexander Wolf, like that's only person that's left from Sanity is Nikki Cross, isn't it?
Yeah, at this point. But here's the thing: Alexander Wolf was literally on NXT the night before they released him, and it was like he was in the storyline with Imperium. Wow. And they beat him up because he wasn't keeping the sanctity of the ring or whatever fuck they were trying to do. But they beat him up, and then literally the next day, we've come to terms with Alexander Wolf.
I remember they moved him to NXT UK, right?
And then they moved him to NXT UK, and then they moved him back to NXT main proper. Because Sanity just... I don't know how they ruined Sanity as a group.
I don't know either. It was such a great group.
It was an amazing group.
The theme music was awesome.
And more than the theme music, just the overall energy of them.
Yeah,
and
Eric
just the
Young,
chaotic, like they
Nikki Cross?
They fear something becoming as big as the Nexus again. Because the Nexus was a thing, but it just fizzled out.
They made it fizzle out.
Yeah, they never gave Wade Barrett the title.
That's why I think they messed up.
Yeah, they never gave Wade
Barrett.
Cena
beat Barrett. That was it.
And yeah, so let's go ahead and let's get into this controversial ass list here.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with the people that we know are going to be okay.
Okay.
Shocker for me, Jessamyn Duke.
Okay. Yeah.
She's fine because she can go back to MMA if she wants to. Or she can go to another women's promotion or any promotion and just be a badass at this point.
What would you put her at?
So, if not like UFC or any MMA promotion, I would actually put her in NWA.
I can see
that. Because I don't even want to put her in AEW because she'll get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, AEW is pretty stacked right now. I don't think I need anybody else.
Like I said, Ring of Honor, Maria will be one.
Man, yeah, you blew my mind with that. Honestly, I did not know.
She'll be fine. Because, again, also, I think she's Roderick Strong's wife.
Oh, okay. I need to know.
Her husband is a wrestler. I think it's either, but no, Roderick, let me see. Let me double check because I don't want to gotcha. Fuck that up because I know it was one of the four horsewomen of women of the MMA was married to married to Roderick Strong. Yeah, as Lila said, I can see her in NWA with Sienna.
Yeah, definitely can. I love NWA as a product, though, man. It's such a classic, and it feels good watching it.
So here's the thing: everybody is complaining about pandemic style wrestling and stuff like that. But here's my thing. NWA was doing studio wrestling before the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if they would have just did empty ring studio wrestling, it would have been a hit. But it's just the funding they lost.
Okay.
Honestly.
So you think that's the reason?
Oh, yeah. I honestly do think it's the reason.
I don't think they...
So I think she's married. Marina Shafir is married to Roderick Strong, not Jessamyn Duke. Apologies. Okay. It doesn't say Jessamyn Duke's spouse. But yeah, she's fighting out at Glendale Fighting Club. She's from... Oh yeah, she's fine. She's going to be fine out of all of this.
You know who's not going to be fine?
Whom?
Velveteen Dream.
He's never wrestling again, bro. I was going to wait for that or whatever. We're going to go through the other the other people we were talking about.
We can wait for it.
A lot of these other people I feel sorry for are like the Jake Clemens and the Ezra Judges.
That's why they haven't got a chance.
Like, Kavita Devi, she came all the way from India to NXT.
Oh, man.
And then they were like, sorry, kid. Like, nigga, what?
What do you do at that point?
What do you do at that point, too? The only reason why I said that this was a mix between NXT and the main roster is because Vanessa Bourne actually got called up to the main roster. And she was on SmackDown.
And she still got released?
Still got released.
Well, why call her up?
Mm-hmm. Budget cuts. Yeah, I don't know. It's,
man, I don't know how you do it, man.
So, yeah, like it's like a chore or something, bro. Like, this is a corporation that I have no control over.
That's
like,
true. That's true.
So, I was trying to save the first two names for the last one.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and talk about Velveteen Dream, since we want to start there.
Okay.
So, Patrick fucked up.
Yeah.
Just point plain simple, Patrick fucked up. If you don't know, I mean, Patrick is the actual name of the wrestler that is known as Velveteen Dream. He, even if the investigation came back as inconclusive, even if he had it to a point to where they were like, we're going to put you on TV. Nah.
He did come on TV, didn't he?
He came on TV, got a North American titles match, and was in a prominent takeover two times. And there comes a point to where where you need to know that you kind of either need to step back or dial back.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it on 11.
Yeah. But on screen wise, he did. Didn't he stop wearing
very professional?
All that stuff?
Yeah.
He stopped wearing all that stuff.
He started dressing like Negan. He tried to cover up. Like, he was doing a lot of stuff to get away from the androgynous gimmick that he was doing.
I love that. Ten point word.
Yeah, man.
what can you do?
You can't do anything. Like, he really honestly has, like, at this point, either sit out and retire or just, like, or at this point, coach. Because, like, it's a hard thing to come back from something like that.
Yeah. I mean, in the public eye, you really can't do anything because there's going to be people that's still, you know, that's going to be against you no matter what you do or what say.
Oh, yeah. And like I say, it's just, I would rather see him coaching because he's legitimately a very fucking good wrestler.
Yeah, he is. And that's sad. That's sad to see that. He was good. I was behind him 100%. I even got a t-shirt. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
yeah,
you can't really. I don't know.
So yeah, so that's like I said, it's a sad thing to see, especially like because we don't have many black like wrestlers of color that were able to climb the ladder like him.
Yeah,
because I remember watching this nigga grasp for gimmicks in the fucking armory. And each time they come by, he's a different gimmick. He did a Patriot gimmick.
Yeah.
He did, like, a Tough Enough gimmick. He did, I'm Patrick, like, just cheer for me.
I'm Patrick, like, just cheer for me.
Like, he did everything. Tried to do heel, face, all that. And it was the Velveteen Dream that stuck.
I remember when I first saw him do the Velveteen Dream whole gimmick thing, I was like, this is not going to work.
And
He didn't look comfortable. Yeah, he was like, oh, this ain't working.
And then he went straight into it.
Yeah. I'll give him credit for that. He made it work.
He made it his own.
Yeah. But when I first seen him at NXT at the Armory, I was like, no, it's not working for you. He don't look comfortable. He didn't look like he liked it at all.
Yeah. That's the big thing. So, and lastly, we're going to talk about the MAGA head, Drake Wurtz. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I think that was me. No, it can't be me. My phone's over there.
Bro.
All right.
I don't have my computer muted.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about Drake. Because he was actually the most beloved referee in NXT by the fans. He was so over and popular that at the Armory shows, we used to cheer.
That's the short guy, right?
For a referee. He wasn't short, but like.
But he was a stocky little referee. Like, I knew you talk. Okay.
Yeah. We used to cheer for a referee. Like, we had legitimate Drake chants going, and people would be like, don't you fucking talk to Drake like that. You respect his authority. And like, we loved Drake, but it came out that backstage, Drake was wilding. There are multiple reports by multiple wrestlers that they felt just uncomfortable around in the locker room with him. He always was talking straight MAGA and like left conservative shit. He was trying to leverage his power and his station to keep other people down and get them out of NXT and what? Stuff like that. Dead ass.
Whoa, and literally, no.
Literally, Triple H had a moment after a Black Lives Matter protest.
Oh, I remember this. And I remember
he
this.
Was like, we're going to pray and do this and that. And third, everybody's here equal to everybody's. Everybody's here is loved. And Drake got mad and left. Like, he stormed out.
Yeah,
like, visibly upset and wanted to make a scene. And it goes to show you, like, you don't really know these That's entertainers, crazy. Bro. That's like, crazy, I get, man. Like, either people behind the gimmicks or whatever, but you're a referee, sir. That's not a gimmick, bro. Just be a decent human being.
That's all you got to do. It's so simple.
That's all you got to do. Be a decent human being.
It's so simple, man.
Like, my God. So
that's honestly, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How you just storm out like that? Like,
it just, yeah.
So,
just,
so how long after the storm out did he get?
It was a couple months. I think it was the Great American Bash Takeover, I believe, when he did it. Or it was either the one where Keith Lee came out with the Black Lives Matter hoodie.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah.
Man, all oh right. man.
Yeah, so then again, we were like, all right, cool, we're safe, we're done, we it's all over. We're not.
No.
So June 2nd.
Uh-oh.
Random ass day.
Random
I was
ass
at
day.
Work. And I got the tweets and the dings in the group chat. They released on this day 6 more people.
Uh-oh.
But the names definitely will shock you on this one.
Did it get worse?
It did.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to start off from bottom to top.
Okay. Okay. A little soft. All right. Here we go. What we got?
Buddy Murphy.
Oof.
Aleister Black. Santana Garrett.
Oh, man, no.
Lana.
Oh, yeah.
Ruby Riott. And Braun Strowman. So, the one that shocked me the most about this one was Braun Strowman.
Oh,
because literally, the week before, he was in a triple threat for the WWE title match. Lana, that other, like, literally the night before, was in a match on Raw against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Aleister Black just debuted a new character against Kevin Owens the week before. And Buddy Murphy, we hadn't seen that nigga in months.
Buddy Murphy had some great matches.
He had some amazing, firstly, let's talk about Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy is what he claimed to be holy. The best kept secret.
I agree.
And I remember watching his matches in 205 Live, and I'm like, why is this nigga a cruiserweight?
That damn weight, bro.
I was like, why is he a cruiserweight?
But I agree, man. He's such a great wrestler.
Great wrestler, and he's a great performer to get behind.
Underrated, man.
And, like, my thing is, like, the biggest break for Buddy Murphy was him just being around in the backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Just being back there, because there's a joke that goes around with wrestling fans that there are people backstage who get $500,000 and craft catering.
Yes.
And Buddy was enjoying his craft catering.
It sounds delicious.
And at that moment, there was a storyline between, I believe, Daniel Bryan and and I can't remember, who was it? Daniel Bryan and somebody else or whatever.
I'm going to say Seth.
Yeah, I think it was Daniel Bryan, Seth, because, like, Roman wasn't back yet.
Yeah.
And he saw that the whole storyline boiled down to, like, Rowan and some clone. I don't know, man. It was
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, okay. No. Seth and Rey Mysterio came later.
Okay, never
mind. I'm talking about how he got his break into actually.
I know Daniel
Bryan. Yeah,
Daniel
Bryan was deranged and crazy backstage looking for somebody. But he looked at the security footage. Or they looked at the security footage, and people online were like, yo, Buddy Murphy was there. Buddy Murphy was there. And everybody was like, they got to do something with Buddy Murphy now. Are they doing something? Like, Buddy Murphy wasn't supposed to be there.
That nigga was
legitimately just walking around.
I did not know anything about this.
Yeah, amazing. And it was a whole moment where he got confronted, and And, like, yeah, he was like, oh, I don't know shit about what you're talking about. And they made a whole thing about it. And they were like, it could be Buddy Murphy who attacked Daniel Bryan. It was, again, he wasn't supposed to be there.
That's why
Daniel
so
literally
funny.
Probably was like, let's use this.
Yeah, he probably threw himself inside of a freaking feud.
Yeah, and then he got swept up into the whole Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio feud. And he outshone his – he rose above his station.
He's
in that feud.
Man.
He's so good.
He's underrated.
So good. And then the whole thing with him and Dominic and him and Ray and, like, it, the family line. And then that nigga disappeared.
Yeah. So what happened to the end of that? Like,
they didn't know how to – they couldn't write that. They couldn't write anything good after that.
I remember
it literally ended with him dating a 20-year-old – 20-something-year-old girl.
Yes.
No.
Did he kiss her?
Yes.
So, wait. So what happened that – so happily ever after?
No. That nigga was home. You didn't see the interview where he was like, yeah, I just kept up because I was watching WrestleTalk. I watched WrestleTalk every day to figure out what was happening on TV because no one was calling me.
Oh, wow. No.
He was like, I couldn't watch the product, man. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, like, he tried, though. He tried to keep the storyline going of, like, oh, yeah, Aaliyah just used me. And they were like, hey, now, chill out.
No, that was in the NBA arena, right?
Yeah.
So you can't.
He was like, chill out. So he was one of my sad ones that got released. Also, Ruby Riott.
Yeah,
she came back from a bad injury, and I really want to see her go places.
But she didn't do nothing when she came back at all.
You think like that was her fault?
But
you
that's
like
not.
She wasn't
it's
out
not.
There.
It's
like
really
her
not.
And Liv, the saddest shit. Liv Morgan, who you just saw on SmackDown a little bit earlier,
she was like the
night before. Her and Ruby were up talking about plans that they were going to pitch to creative, talking about their future together as a tag team. Talking about winning tag team gold, and the next day.
It must be Raw.
No, they were SmackDown, but still, next day, cut. Okay. They split them up, cut. Yeah.
Why are they just splitting up tag teams? Why are you still taking so long in that little can of Sprite?
Because I have to have something, I have to do something with my hands, bro.
Oh my goodness, but them missing Sarah Logan. I mean, the Riot Squad.
Sarah Logan,
really...
she got pregnant, and they have not brought her back. I honestly thought she was in the releases. I didn't see her name. Very weird.
Is she still on the roster?
Yeah. If she isn't, it probably was before this release, and she probably was in 2020.
I think so.
I think she was in 2020. Okay, yeah. Lilith said no, she isn't. She was in 2020.
Shout out to Sarah Logan.
Okay. He attacked Roman and not Daniel. Okay, yeah, cool. So, yeah, they were trying to figure out who attacked Roman. That's what it was. It was a whodunit. And Buddy Murphy just randomly happened to be backstage.
That's great.
That was amazing.
That's great.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was a who attacked Roman. Oh, look at their Edge. Look at the head of the table. Look at him.
So, like we said, SmackDown is literally playing
some
right.
Good shit over here.
Some feet away from us. And Edge and Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
just staring daggers in front of each other.
Pause for the call. So, have you heard about what happened with Jimmy?
Yes, I did, man. And it's very unfortunate.
That nigga's on TV tonight. He's right out there.
But is this pre-taped?
No. This is live.
Wait.
Jimmy's out there with Jay and Roman, I believe.
No, he's not.
Look, Jay is with the ponytail.
No, he's not.
That's him with the ponytail. If they go back to it, that's that nigga. He started the show. Jimmy started the show, bro.
Nuh-uh.
Deadass.
They really just let him out? They just let him go on
the... Yeah.
Now I'm looking to see if it's him.
It's him. Jimmy and Jay are back tonight.
So
what?
Okay.
So what?
All right, so we just move on?
Yeah. See, look, there you go. Jimmy with the black shirt, Jay with the white shirt.
Really?
Rey Mysterio and Dominic.
So just a slap him on the wrist.
They literally did a whole welcome back to the family. Jay was like, bro, even through these dark times right now, hold your head up high. I got your back. And we're family. That's the whole thing. The family reunited tonight.
That's what they said.
That's what they wrote in the script. The family reunited tonight.
No. I know. That's not enough.
This is his third DUI.
That's not it. Come on, bro.
This third DUI.
How do you feel about this? Because you're a WWE guy.
I'm disappointed in Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
But the So here's the thing. Uh-huh. They didn't have time to respond because this nigga got...
When did this happen?
10:38 on Monday night. Third hour of Raw. They get the call. Jimmy's in jail. And they're in the... They're like the writing team said that they were literally mid-rewrite of SmackDown.
Oh, no. And they
can't change it.
So are they going to write them off?
Apparently, hopefully, this will be them writing him off.
So there'll be a live reaction to them writing off Jimmy if it happens. Dominic's going to break his ankles.
Right. So
I can see because
they brought back Jay. Jay wasn't supposed to come back until like SummerSlam, I think.
I think Roman he needs an entourage though.
Not necessarily.
I think he does.
The family gimmick is working.
He needs some more people.
The family is working. If they were to bring in Nia and Tamina and shit, yes, this would have worked.
I agree. Well, I agree with them too, but I think they need like a one more guy. Isn't Manu still doing a thing?
No. You say Umaga?
Not Umaga, Manu.
Oh, Manu. Yeah. Probably. I was like, nigga, did you say Umaga?
No. The Samoan guy.
No. Oh, Lilla said, I guess when you have money, you can get away with crap. Like,
That's true. I know that recently happened.
It happened Monday. It happened Monday.
I was not expecting him to be out there with them.
Monday, third hour of Raw happened. Now they got Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Now they got Jay.
The bar thing. Is that Edge's thing now?
I don't know, man.
You watch this. You do
Edge
know.
Has been doing way too much since he's come back.
He's been doing way too much. I like the way he looks, though.
I didn't expect for Edge to turn heel this quickly. But
why not? He is the heel.
I didn't expect for it to be.
Is he heel against Roman?
No. Okay. He has to be babyface. Roman is the heel.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But yeah. So, back to this list, though.
Yes.
We already know who is already all right out of this list. Aleister Black debuted on AEW for the June, 7th, I want to say that was?
Yeah, it's like 2 days ago.
June 7th show. Mm-hmm. He was their first live show back in Miami, the Miami Rager, the anxiety-filled, COVID-filled place that I... Damn sure.
I'm not going to let that go.
When I saw that crowd, I was like, ugh, so happy I'm on the other side of the ropes now. I'm in the locker room.
Yeah.
I am not buying a ticket, bro.
It's not that bad.
COVID left. To get signed.
COVID has left the building. Okay?
No, it has not.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Because look, Jimmy's on TV. Everything is okay.
That doesn't mean COVID's gone.
Okay, Jimmy's on TV. And COVID is gone.
No.
The whole family's back together. You heard what they said.
The thoughts and opinions of the Dashing Cam do not reflect the true nature of Underground Media.
Jimmy's
and
on
you
TV.
Feel the casuals podcast.
Then tell me why Jimmy's on TV.
Because his family owns WWE.
That's not true.
The dynasty. The dynasty.
Why did he
owns
get this?
The dub.
Why didn't Jimmy get that?
Because he got that last week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God, that's good though.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's too bad Randy's on. He's on Raw. Isn't he? Oh, he's doing the Bro thing.
Yeah, he's doing RK Bro. And honestly, that nigga's disappeared for some reason too. He's just like, I'm not coming.
That nigga pulled a Lesnar. He's at that point now. He don't have to really show up.
Like Matt Riddle is literally taking Randy Orton's place.
Yes.
In the Money in the Bank match for Randy, and if Riddle wins, Randy wins. Like. Only Matt Riddle would think of some shit like that, bro.
That's not bad. Because Randy has done everything.
He
doesn't really
need
to do anything.
It's hilarious, bro. I love it.
I like what Riddle's trying to make of this situation with the writing. He's making it happen.
Yeah.
I love him doing the golden shot. Ooh, that sounded horrible.
Yeah. The golden showers.
The sparkles that come.
Hashtag golden showers
no,
in the chat.
No.
Hashtag golden
no.
showers.
The sparkles
Riddle,
that
golden
comes
showers.
Down. From the pyro, okay? He's doing the Randy pull.
Iron Ranger says, RK-Bro has been the best part of Raw.
That's true.
Honestly, it has.
That's true.
Like, but shout out to, firstly, speaking of Iron Ranger, shout out to the New Day and their fucking gear. Have you seen their current gear?
I did see
They're the green and white Ranger, nigga.
Yeah.
There is fire. No, don't even give me that. You like the pinnacle. You like the inner circle. I can like the New Day.
They're just a tag team with some nice gimmick clothes. They've done it plenty of times.
Just some tag team?
Okay.
Just some tag team?
What else can Xavier and Kofi do?
Exactly. They've done it all.
Then why stay a tag team?
Because. What the fuck else is there to do?
Exactly.
They're going for singles. Like, they're going for singles. Kofi has a shot at the WWE title literally at the next pay-per-view.
That's true. But I don't know.
I'm finally done with my Chinese pride.
It took you about 45 minutes. I just feel like they should go. They should do something else. I don't know. I just feel like the whole New Day stick is still just.
And it's ever evolving. Don't give me that. It's ever evolving.
It died once the pancakes start flying.
Nah.
It died. Nah. All right, but the other names in this list.
All right, I said Ruby Riott. We all said, like, yeah, of course. Lana. Lana's probably going to go back to Mama.
I feel like she didn't. Yeah, I don't feel like she's going
to. She's going to go back to Mama. If she does go to wrestling, she's going to be a manager again, probably for Miro.
Do the Russian thing again. Keep the Russian thing. I hope Tony be like, you have to stay Russian 100%. Don't do the little dipsy, the blonde little thing she does. No. She was, listen, Lana was freaking over as the Russian.
Was she was the unit
It started getting bad when she started getting physical.
Over with the unit of her?
Yes.
Yes. What is this? Drama Alexander. King Matt.
Huh?
Drama King Matt is his current name right now.
Drama King Matt.
Yeah. He was in the Vaudevillains. What is his name?
Oh, Simon Gotch?
No, Simon Gotch is the guy who hates Enzo Amore.
That's how you know him from now?
That's literally all he's got right now.
Aiden English.
Yes. Aiden English, Rusev, who is currently now Miro, and Lana. The unit of them made it work.
No, I liked Lana before all that.
You just liked her legs.
That's true. But that's not the case. But when she was with Rusev, she was introducing him, and he came out, and she did the little crush thing. That was awesome, bro.
You hear him, Lilith.
That come if Lilith can do that and be like Cam Crash.
He wants you to be Russian now, Lilith. Russian.
We can do that, Lilith. No. Listen, we can do that. No. We can do it. We'll talk. Okay, but I just feel like she completed his whole Rush or Bulgarian package that is of Rusev Day.
Oh, okay.
And that got Aiden English over too.
It did.
Which surprisingly happened. All right, what? And then they broke him up.
They broke him. They had to. They had to bring him up because good things don't last in WWE, and that's
the rule.
I'm glad you noticed that. So here's the Instagram post from Ruby Riott. I'm going to read this because this is very heartfelt.
Oh.
I honestly pulled at my heartstrings. So she said. I've never been good at this sort of stuff. Yesterday, in a matter of minutes, my life changed very drastically. But after some tears, some panic, and a full box of Oreos, I was able to look back at how lucky I've been to accomplish what I have. I never thought that I'd make it to WWE. I've been honored to be a part of a squad of the most incredible women I've ever met. I've gotten to see the world, share a locker room with some of the most talented women I know, some which have made lifelong friendships with. I've gotten to meet fans that were just like me, introverted kids who never quite felt like they fit in.
Aww.
And between the locker rooms and all those fans, I felt like I belonged, and I'm so grateful for the feeling that. With that, I am overwhelmed by the amount of calls, texts, tweets, and support that I've received from former coworkers, friends, family, and fans. Thank you so much for the kind words. You'll never know how much they helped. And for what's next, in the beginning, it was Heidi Lovelace. It was given to me. At the end, Ruby Riott was taken away. So I don't know what I'll be called, where I'll end up, but please know that this is far from over. Thank you. Okay, and good. She is currently going, I want to say, by, what is her current current wrestling name? They set it up in here. Arg. No, I'll find it. Yeah, I'll find it in a second. But yeah, but go and tell me how you feel about that.
Well, Ruby, I thought when she first debuted in WWE that she was going to be like the breakout star of the whole Riot Squad thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because she was the
leader. Of course she was.
And she had a different look. She had the whole Zack Ryder thing going on with the pants and all that. She looked different.
With the pants and all
but
that.
But that was at the time when every female wrestler looked different. So it was like, yeah, you look like that, like everybody else. But honestly, I liked her moveset and everything. She was good. But then she got hurt.
Yeah, she did get hurt.
Yeah, she recently came back, she teamed with Liv Morgan, but yeah. That was short-lived.
Ah, her new name is Ruby Soho.
There we go. Ruby Soho.
Ruby Soho.
I like the Riott thing, though.
Yeah, but again, like, the Riott was like, because I loved her as Lovelace, so.
It's sad, man. That's all these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think about these factions, these tag teams just gone now.
Yeah, man. Card subject to change?
I guess so.
All right.
I guess so.
So, yeah. So, I think we get through all those people. Santana Garrett. I didn't know Santana Garrett that well, but.
I did. She was a little short, little Spitfire wrestler, yeah, man. She was good, though. She was very good. Great. Very great. She wrestled in the dojo a couple times.
Oh, dope shit.
Yeah. Just again.
Yeah.
Just to draw the cards is just bad, man.
Oh, yeah. It really does. Like, is that Lacey Evans on your shorts?
No, it's not, sir.
Who is it?
No, it's not. These are Michael Kors. Women.
You
will respect my.
All right, and as we said, okay. Aleister Black. I'm sorry, y'all. I just looked out. I was like, what is he wearing? And we said Aleister Black just debuted in AEW as Malakai Black, honestly. Mm-hmm. And people at the crowd were chanting Tommy, 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 because they wanted Tommy End.
Well, obviously, he has some plans for this whole name.
Oh, yeah. This is what he was going to do in WWE.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I've got all the makeup in fucking suits. I'm wearing this shit.
I liked it when he came back. What he was about to do was the father, what is it?
Tay said, those are her shorts.
Oh, my God. They're mine. Leave me alone. All right. But I did like what he was about to do with the whole. Wait, who is he about to feud with?
Biggie? He was about to feud with Kevin.
Kevin Owens?
Yeah, it was about to feud with Kevin again.
I thought it was
and Big he E. did. He did attack Big E though.
Okay,
I will say he did attack Big E.
I think that's what I've seen. And I was like, okay, cool. He's about to do something. But when I see him in NXT, man, he was great.
He was amazing. He had the perfect.
The first time I seen him, he came out with the live music, and he came out that thing.
The fucking casket.
Whoa, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, he's gonna be big.
They could not replicate that in WWE.
How? Like that looked like Triple H in 2001.
No, I wouldn't say that.
In the live WrestleMania entrance, I don't know, bro.
Wouldn't say all that. Like, but he had a very unique,
I don't say all that.
Very unique gimmick, and it was something that I knew was probably going to die out when he got to the main roster. Because even the way he came to the main roster was a bit janky.
How did he come in the roster again?
Because there was a point where I think there was like an article that came out that Vince said that there's no stars on the roster. No stars at all. No one wants to be a superstar, even though we had people like Seth Rollins and like Becky Lynch and all the other people still on there, still making names and shit. So he went down to NXT and was like, give me your four best. They picked Ricochet. They picked Aleister Black. They picked Heavy Machinery. And I forget who else they picked out of that random just happenstance. This was before the whole, they're on their way with EC3 and all that. And they debuted Aleister Black as a tag team with Ricochet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was so weird.
And they had such a heartfelt goodbye because they did the Super Bowl Sundays thing or whatever with him, Ricochet, it was a good bit of people who were in that match. It was him, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, Adam Cole, and a few people or whatever. And then they were like, this is Ricochet and Aleister's last night. Everybody, like, give it up. Thank you for all they did here in NXT. They're like, yeah, you're going to be amazing up in the roster. And look at him now. So Malakai Black debuted. So he's fine. So, again.
He debuted against one of the top baby faces in the world right now. Okay?
We'll get to Cody one day. Oh, yes.
I would love to have a match with Cody. I would definitely love to have a match
with Cody. I can see you getting buried by Cody.
Yeah, I can get buried by Cody.
Yeah, Cody's not losing.
I dig my own.
Cody's never losing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cody will never go for the title. The reason why Cody lost to MJF at the thing where he could never go for the title again is so he could never lose again.
So he could be number one ranked, but he's still.
But he'll never go for the title.
You
this nigga.
we found it. We found it.
Never lose. He doesn't that have to lose sense. Ever again in his life.
I don't need the title. I'm number one.
Right? I'm number one. And he's done the TNT title thing. So, like, he can go back to that whenever he gets bored.
I guess do they want the TNT title like the same as the world title?
No. The TNT is just the mid cards, like for whatever upcoming name or whatever that is.
Are they that's changing what, the title's name once they move stations?
We don't. So again, that's your company. So they have not. They said that the TNT title will still live on, okay. But it'll be something different.
Obviously, you just can't.
You can't be like, oh, it's the TBS title now. That's a weird ass logo, bro.
You change it every 5 years.
Because, again, you have to TBS think about, I think Rampage will probably be coming on TNT on Fridays.
Think so?
Yeah, it's going to start on TNT on Fridays, and then it'll eventually move to TBS with Dynamite.
Oh,
but man. It'll still be on TNT for the first go.
I want to know what they're going to do with it. They can't call it TNT title, dude.
They just need to make it a television title and stop fucking around.
Yeah, let's say television. Just
make it a television
made
title.
Made a broad statement, you know what I'm saying? We're on television.
The broadcast champion.
Broadcast champion.
The network champion. So, yeah.
Shout out to Darby Allin.
Shout out to Miro, who's actually the champion right now.
Shout out to Darby Allin, who should be champion.
Why?
Because Miro... Because
he's dark and broody?
Yes.
No.
Okay, he's stinking.
He has a good thing going on with Ethan Page. Here's the thing.
I like the whole thing.
They thought giving Darby the title was a great move.
Yes.
But I don't think it elevated Darby the way they thought it would.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's a top.
He didn't need the title.
I agree. But
Darby didn't need the title to actually be top as what he was.
So you think he should have stayed the underdog?
Oh, definitely. They should have pulled the trigger and made him fight Sting. No. Pull the trigger and made him fight Sting. You know why you were so pulled in with Darby? Because he fucking lost by time limit. He lost by time limit twice. He took Cody Rhodes, the Lord and Savior of AEW, to his limit, and he put on a performance that no one would ever forget. And you know why? Because he's talented without a belt. The belt, I felt, weighed him down. Because you had to put him out there every week. He had to. He was formulating that he was going to win. It wasn't the matter of, will he pull this off? How are they going to make this look like it's believable?
You speak a lot of truth right now. That's true. He had to win.
And it was only because Miro was on such a tear that we're like, all right, cool. We're finally at the point. Pull the trigger. You can lose the title. And then put him in the feud, death feud with Ethan, All Ego Page.
I do like the way that Miro did win the belt. He was a big guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He
wanted to come run through.
Yeah, exactly.
Rip shit, beat up everybody.
Get the belt and be dominant.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. I'm glad it wasn't no back and forth kind of match.
Oh, no. It was
dominant.
Because, again, you already have to remember, before he fought Miro, he had been fighting title match after title match. Mm-hmm. It's the same formula they did with Cody for when Cody was doing title match after title match.
Yeah.
Chance after chance, open challenge after open challenge. And then came the Dark Order, and then came Big Rig, and then came the Exalted One, and it wasn't a match. It wasn't a back and forth. He was destroyed, bloodied, and left on the canvas.
Yes. But Darby is a great underdog.
Oh, yeah.
I do see where you're going with the whole, the belt kind of weighed him down. I can see your point in that. I can definitely see your point. I did like him better when he just came out. You know, he didn't. He just wanted to.
Yeah, I like the guy who had fucking thumbtacks on his skateboard and ran over somebody's back and shit. Like,
yeah,
give
that
me
was
more
cool.
Of him.
We come out. Wait, I got a question too. That just came across my mind, and I don't know what happened. What happened to Joey Janela?
He got injured, and then also I think
Okay.
Okay. I think he had to kind of take a mental break. Let's put it like that.
Cause I remember hearing some bad stuff. I just remember hearing
he wasn't in a good place.
Then all of a sudden he's just gone.
Yeah, he was not in a good place. And honestly, I think it was better for him to take that break that he did. Mm-hmm. He was beaten up, bruised, battered. He'd been doing death matches and all the other crazy shit around the indies. He wasn't making no
momentum. He was still doing indie
stuff. He was still doing indie shit. He wasn't making no momentum in AEW. And I think it just got to him. And he was just like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. Or if somebody said, hey, you need to take a break. But he's back now. I'm happy he is? Yeah, he's back now. He's been doing AEW Dark and shit like that.
I did not know that.
Him and Sunny Kiss reunited, and he's been doing more indie appearances and stuff. I follow his Twitter and everything. So, yeah, he's back working.
Okay.
Very happy to hear that.
It's good to hear his there, sir.
Yeah.
But we was talking about Darby Allin and the TNT title.
Uh-huh.
But also the names.
What?
The names of the release people.
I know. I was making the transition. Lilith also said that Darby doesn't need a title to be over.
Since you made that point, I was like, he really didn't need it.
It was
a feel good moment.
Yeah. And that's all it should have been. Just a feel good moment. He should have rejected the title. That would have been more fucking rebel of his ass.
You know what? So, yeah, that would have been great. But nah, they ain't gonna do that. That thing was it's freshly made.
Yeah.
Okay, they was like, no. You're gonna show this every week on TV, sir.
All right. So lastly, we thought we were safe still, and no, June 25th came. June 25th. Remember, June 2nd was the last release. Mm-hmm. They waited 23 days and were like, hey, get these niggas about here.
These are coming like hotcakes, bro.
Get them up out of here.
These are coming in quick.
That's what I'm saying. This is a lot. 44 people.
Jeez.
So, June 25th came. And again, these are all active names that were released.
Who we got?
Everrise. They were a tag team in NXT.
I remember.
Fandango. That's Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
No.
Yeah. Prince Pretty and Fandango released. These boys have stayed the test of time. Tyler Breeze went up to the main roster, had his moment, and he was like, you know what? I'm coming home.
He had a moment?
Yeah, he had his moment up there, and he was like, I'm coming home. I can't do this shit.
I think Tyler Breeze had a great gimmick. I loved him in NXT.
Yeah, he had an amazing gimmick. The fucking Prince Pretty gimmick with the cell phone and shit. Yes,
that was an NXT thing though. Yeah. I don't think the main he got doing
it. Didn't,
the main
it didn't. Yeah, it couldn't. It didn't translate well.
That sucks, man.
He's a great wrestler. Also, he has a great wrestling school. Flatback.
Yes.
So yeah, him and Fandango were released.
I got a Fandango shirt too.
You have the weirdest fucking collection. The Fandango shirt. You got a Velveteen Dream shirt. Got a Divas Championship. Like, what is happening,
okay,
bro?
Okay, you didn't have to bring that up. Okay, so we can continue talking about, all right, Fandango, Salabrese.
Arya Daivari.
He's
been a staple in 205 Live from day one.
Yeah.
You will give Arya Daivari his goddamn due.
He deserves it.
He is an amazing wrestler. He really has put his stuff on the line for the longest in 205 Live. Do you remember when 205 Live didn't even have a script?
I do kind of remember something like that.
So, a lot of people don't watch 205 Live.
That's true.
And the crazier thing, a lot of the staff don't stick around and watch 205 Live either. So, there was a moment. This is when, like, Buddy Murphy, fucking Cedric Alexander, Ali, Mustafa Ali, Ari Daivari, Tony Nese, all the, like, the core from the Cruiserweight Championship were just backstage. One director, one writer, and they were just making their own matches, making their own card. And Triple H was like, we'll leave the lights on for you. Put on a fucking show. Oh, Vince McMahon was gone.
Oh, my God, bro.
Kevin Dunn was gone. Everybody from backstage was gone. They were left with one producer, one director,
and just them. That sucks.
That you tell me that nobody had faith in 205 Live.
That sucks.
And that's when I was on 205 Live home hard. And I was like, y'all need to watch this because these boys are putting on some of the greatest technical wrestling. Because it was just like everybody left and went home, But the crowd was still out there because they were told, stick around for 205 Live afterwards.
Okay. Now, I remember going to SmackDown 1 year. It was like probably two years ago. Mm-hmm. And then 205 Live was after SmackDown.
Yeah, after SmackDown.
I was like, why is y'all doing that?
You know what you would think like, it would be taped before SmackDown as the dark match? No.
Why not?
That's how little faith they had in 205 Live.
205 so that's Live, the reason?
205 Live was supposed to be gone years ago. But
that makes perfect sense, bro. That made perfect sense that they didn't really care.
Everybody was gone.
I remember hearing the story,
when you look back at those old matches, you would be like, damn, it was just them putting on this. They made their own storylines. They made their own match cards. They made their own matches.
You're after the second show.
You're after a full two-hour show.
Plus the pre-show
with dark matches.
Oh, man.
And everybody's like, nobody cares about this. No, these people are just tired.
Undertaker just got out the ring.
Yeah, like, I'm literally out here watching, like, fucking, like I said, Undertaker and, like, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, and then these flippy doo-dah dudes just come out like, yeah, chain wrestling, they take technical out shit,
the SmackDown
high flying, like...
So, did the crowd stay for that?
Yeah, the crowd stayed because it was more wrestling. So
I must admit, when I went to SmackDown,
a lot of people left. A lot of people left.
It was the night Tajiri debuted back.
Oh my god!
That's the night I went. I was like, yeah. I seen his music. I was like, okay, let's go. I seen him come out.
Yeah. Like it was legitimately they were putting on the Ritz. Wow. By themselves.
That makes sense. Though.
And Ari Daivari was one of the dudes from day one. Doing it with them, dog.
That sucks, man. Like, that makes sense now.
It did.
I always think, like, why are they doing it after SmackDown? That makes no sense to me.
Again, because he wanted 205 Live to be this whole thing. He wanted the cruiserweight division to be on point, and then Vince got bored.
I can see why. I can see why, honestly. It's too much wrestling. They produce too much wrestling.
And the thing is, all they had to do was tape it on, like, a Tuesday. Get people into the performance center, tape it on a Tuesday, and it would have been a better received show.
Is that a performance center?
Yeah, they moved it to the performance center once Corona started. They moved it to the CWC.
They did it last year?
They're still doing it now. Oh, it's just now Triple H is in charge of it because it's a part of NXT.
Okay, I didn't remember they moved it back to NXT.
So, yeah, they moved it to NXT, and Triple H took over, and now it's the NXT Cruiserweight Championship.
Well, isn't everybody in NXT under 205?
Not necessarily.
Like, seriously, like, Finn, I know.
Finn Balor, he's never going to 205 Live.
He's like,
if he ever shows up at 205 Live, something has gone terribly wrong. Because I honestly, he loves being on NXT. He's not coming back to the main roster.
You know,
just as Ember Moon did not debut with her tag team partner Shotzi Blackheart tonight.
Yeah.
The Prince of NXT will stay just that, the Prince of NXT.
Ember Moon just let me down, man. Well, I can
Ember
see
Ember Moon
why.
Didn't like, no. Go watch current NXT. Ember Moon is back on her game, dog.
I know, she's
amazing.
She's been eating well too.
Yeah, she's married, bro.
I know she is. I did watch a couple of highlights of her on NXT.
Yeah, she's been doing great. Yeah. She's been doing great in NXT. She's been in War Games. She's had women's title matches. Mm-hmm. She's gone up against Io Shirai. She's gone up against everybody she's wanted to. She's in a good spot. But like,
do you think she's gonna get stagnant after a while? Because I feel like they brought up some people. But they still gotta do it.
So here's the thing: they have a good roster in NXT. But back to this list.
Yes.
All right. So next one, as you said, Nikki Cross is the only one left of sanity because Killian Dane got released as well.
What?
Yeah, Killian Dane was released.
Then he went back to NXT, didn't he?
And he was also on TV the night before he got released.
Was he in a tag team match?
He was in a tag team with Drake Maverick, and that nigga got released.
So what is the guidelines of getting released? Is
we don't know. We don't know.
And you're going from Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman down, like, what happened? Because I thought Braun, like, I'm not
Braun.
Braun was
some
like
people
top
say
guy.
That Braun, yeah, Braun was a top guy. Some people said that Braun was unhappy. Other people say that Braun had heat. It's a mixed bag. It honestly is. Marina Shafir, we talked about her. That's the wife of Roderick Strong. She was supposed to debut as a women's wrestler, but she was in Raw Underground with Jessamyn Duke as well. Sorry about this train, y'all. It's just loud.
It's nice.
Is it nice?
Well, I don't hear
I be trying to record, and this train just be like, "Well, I fuck your recording." Yeah.
Shout out to the trains, man.
Shut up. The Bollywood Boys also got released.
Oh, Samir and what's his name?
Singh Brothers.
Yeah,
Singh
Brothers. Bollywood Brothers. Man, Jinder needs some more. Oh, he got henchmen now, don't he?
Yeah,
he has a henchman now.
He does. He replaced them. He upgraded.
See, I watched a little bit.
You saw that on the internet.
No, I didn't.
Kurt Stallion, who was another NXT guy, who was an indie guy who came up.
I would think if they're gonna release people, it's gonna be the NXT people, right?
These are mostly NXT people. Okay, these are all NXT and 205 Live people who got released this time. Because Bollywood was 205 Live, Ari Daivari was 205 Live, August Gray, also 205 Live, Kurt Stallion, 205 Live. Funny as shit, though, August Gray literally had a match, because 205 Live comes on Friday after SmackDown, right? August Gray had a match that was supposed to be, it was advertised. They're like, August Gray versus this person. So this nigga took to Twitter and was like, "Hey guys, breaking news! My match for Friday has now become a loser leaves town match."
That's great. That's great. That's a great way to just go about it.
Hilarious.
Oh man.
Hilarious. So yeah, he probably get
in trouble for that.
Oh no! What the fuck are they gonna do? Fire him? What are you gonna do?
You're right.
He was already done.
What? That's true. Oh man.
Arturo Ruiz also released.
Never heard of him.
What? Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu legend, bro. He was also in Raw Underground, but he also was in NXT's Pure Badass.
Okay.
He legitimately scares the fuck out of me. Like, looking at him, I would not want to make that man angry.
Hmm.
Yeah. Tony Nese, another 205 Live. Yeah, he got released. Yeah.
Oh man.
Mr. Count My Abs got released.
Oh man.
He was again 205 Live Day One A1.
I like the Tony Nese.
Oh yeah, I loved his run as a cruiserweight title too.
Yeah.
Because he earned it. He literally earned it. And Tino Sabatelli, that nigga's got released twice.
I remember that, yeah.
That nigga was released in 2020, went to AEW, spied on them for a bit, and then came back, got released again.
Man, no.
Hilarious. Dude. But again, Everrise had an actual thing that they were doing. They had a web show that they were doing every week. They had running segments on NXT, and they just got cut, bro. It doesn't matter if you're on TV or not.
That's scary, bro.
Scariest part. It doesn't matter if you're on TV or not.
Like, if I was like one of us, I'd say, y'all got rid of him? Like, Samoa Joe
sat in a poncho in the rain in WrestleMania and did commentary and still was released on April 15th.
That was sad. I remember seeing that picture. I'm like, wow, this is the last picture of Samoa Joe and WWE.
The craziness.
But nonetheless, that got retributed. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, he's now like enforcer over at NXT.
I like what he's doing too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He needed to come back to NXT because they weren't doing shit with him on the main roster, bro.
Not at all. All
right, and we also know that there were people who weren't really released or cut. They kind of parted ways on their own terms. And this is what makes it up to 44 people.
Mm.
The last five are Andrade, who is now Andrade Idolo, in A-Dub. Mark Henry, who is also in AEW. The Big Show, who is now also in AEW. Lars Sullivan, parted ways. And Steve Cutler. He actually was released because he was fucking up.
There's a lot of fucking up going on. Huh?
Yeah, it wasn't like he was in like the days like, oh, you're cut on this day, and he during the middle of a whole Panduce, a whole Panasonic, an entire Panini, this nigga was going out to amusement parks and everything and taking pictures. If you're going to go, don't take pictures, bro.
He was just going out being all willy nilly. All
right, bye, Lilith.
Bye.
So yeah, you can't be doing that, man. You can't be doing that.
Oh, he did he have a mask on?
No. He didn't have a mask on.
Oh, come on, bro. Come on, man.
So that's what happened with him. That's what happened with Cutler. But as we've been talking about it, like I said, a lot of these people, they honestly, there are some people who are okay. Like I said, are Aleister Black, are Samoa Joe's. Mark Henry and Big Show both work for AEW in prominent roles. They're fine. We know that other people are slated to go other places or so, and things of that nature. So, like, this is all corporate moving. Like, this isn't anything of a reflection of these wrestlers, as talent, and anything like that. I want to let you guys know that a lot of these things, it sucks ass to see someone lose their job.
Yeah.
But it really does. If we know as fans and as people who want to support these wrestlers, these talents, go ahead and make sure that you buy their merch. You check out their social medias. Buy some cameos. Do stuff like that to help them out. Watch their Twitch streams. Shit like that. Like, you got to be able to know that they can roll with the punches, and so should we as fans. There are a lot of people who want to pull up pitchforks and pull up, like, flaming torches and stuff and head up to Connecticut and be like, this isn't good shit. This isn't Mojo good
Rally.
Shit.
I want Mojo Rally.
Right? Like, but again, like, guys, like, this is corporate being corporate. They're still an openly traded corporation, and they're going to do some dumbass fucked up shit. So
that sucks, man.
It does. 44 people in the last 2 to 3 months.
That's a lot of people.
And again, not to mention, here's what I forgot to say. So, during one of these, before the cuts, this is before the last cut. There's an article that came out because there was a young lady who went on a podcast and she was like, "I'm a WWE writer." And he's like,
"Oh, man, what, girl?
Yes. What are you talking about? Yeah, I got a new job. I work for WWE. I write the wrestling stuff." And it was like, "What? You don't know about wrestling? I know I don't know about wrestling.
I don't know about wrestling.
We got a guy named Bobby Ashley or Bobby Lashley, whatever his name is." And I was like, "Girl, Ashley. Stop talking. They go get you, girl."
Oh, my God.
And the marks went nuts.
As they should have. You need to know better.
She shouldn't have been.
IWC is not somebody you mess with.
You so stupid.
You don't mess with IWC.
So she shouldn't have been out there talking I'm not saying she can't talk about her job, but not saying that you don't know about wrestling and making the company look like they are fools for hiring.
But she's being honest.
She's being honest. She's a comedic writer. They weren't looking for people who know the business to write wrestling. They were looking for script writers, film writers, and comedic writers.
She's a comedic writer.
She's a stand-up comedian.
For the whole Hurt Business.
She was writing for the Hurt Business. So, yeah, during that last firing with Tyler Breeze and all of those, she also got released.
Okay, that's fine.
Is it fine? It's fucked up. It's fucked up. Black woman's out of a job.
They don't have. She don't know wrestling.
Neither does any of the rest of the writing crowd. She even said that, bro.
So what do you suggest that WWE should do if they have nobody apparently that knows wrestling? That's writing wrestling.
Stop relying on old people like Bruce Pritchard and Peter Dunne. Get fresh. Like, you know who I want to write? You know who I want writing wrestling scripts and doing wrestling stories?
Who?
Sami Zayn.
I can see that.
Have you heard about the stories in the backstage of Sami Zayn?
Mm-mm.
People hate working with Sami Zayn.
Why?
Because he's so fucking detailed. He's detailed. He knows what he wants. He knows what he doesn't want to do. He knows what makes sense. And the producers and writers, because he's going to hound you.
Okay,
for days until the match comes to make it right.
Okay, that's good. And that's how you should be. That's how you make sure people, you do what you need to do for you.
Yeah. Okay. He makes sure that all of his stories make sense.
That's good.
And people, that was one of the hurdles he had to overcome with getting up to the main roster at first.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to deal with that.
Too bad.
Right, too fucking bad.
I know what I want to do.
Yeah,
now, that's good. If you had that kind of pull, I didn't think
he didn't. He doesn't, but he will badger you until it makes sense.
That's good. More people should take that kind of initiative seriously. But he just kept dogging
him. He will. Okay, that's cool. Will come up to you in the backstage area. If he got your number, he gonna text you.
Good.
Like
good. Make them uncomfortable, man. Make them uncomfortable. Make them want to, not want to. Make them have to make sense.
Make it make sense. Like that whole run that he did when he came back from off of his hiatus and sabbatical as an Intercontinental Championship.
With the hair, he made
sure that shit was right.
Good.
Right. Like good. Again. Like it. I'm like it's a lot of people. Like if you go through interviews and stuff, a lot of the older guys are like, oh, I hate when I have to do a Sami Zayn match because that nigga will talk your ear off.
That's not a bad thing. That's good.
It's a great thing, especially for fans. It's going to be because he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let more younger mind. Like you had Sanjay Dutt. He's gone now. Mm. You had Hurricane Helms. Shane Helms. He's gone.
They let him go too.
They released him in 2020.
They had
a lot of young wrestling minds.
They still got Billy Kidman?
I want to say yeah, but I honestly don't know.
I know Dean Malenko's gone.
Dean Malenko's in AEW.
That's good. Dean
Malenko is, I think, either a coach or a producer in AEW.
That's good, man.
I saw him in a shot of brandy.
Oh, God. You watched a shot of brandy?
Fuck yeah, I watched a shot of brandy.
No, I got. I'm watching too. I'm watching too. Win
and turn it up.
Hey. Oh my God!
Hey,
no.
I'm going in. Yeah, that's my shit. Shout out to Brandi Rose.
I like Brandi as
Brandi
a wrestler.
Baby.
Honestly, I did like.
I love her as a personality. She owns her shit.
I like. We're getting off topic, but I did like the whole thing with Karma. What was her Awesome Kong?
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole thing. Then they dropped it. Then
that was on Kong. But still, but yeah. Shit. I mean, like I said, it's a lot that goes on. But like I said, the things that I want to change, they bring in fresh minds and take out this old-ass corporate capitalistic rhetoric, because everything that you see has been chalked up to budget cuts in a year where they've made billions of dollars off revenue, merchandise, off deals between them and NBC Universal and Peacock, deals between them and Fox, deals between them and other like networking, like they've made billions of dollars this year.
Yeah, it looks good on paper.
It looks amazing on paper.
It looks great on paper.
And they're cutting their profit margins by getting rid of these wrestlers. They're cutting their
more money.
Yeah, they're basically getting back to black.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't hemorrhaging money to begin with, but
they were hoarding though. For
they
a
were
while.
Hoarding money. That was the problem.
They got everybody.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get everybody under one roof, man.
So yeah, that's really it. So
shout out to Hangman Page too.
Shout out to Hangman Page. I don't know why we're giving him a shout out. This is weird.
Shout out to Hangman.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that is going to be it for us on this episode of You Filthy Casuals. I, of course, have been your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Babo. Let's go ahead and tell them where they can find you at, Cam.
You can find me everywhere, man. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also recently on TikTok. You can find me doing some crazy stuff. Yes, I am doing that. I am doing the dances and the moves and all that good stuff. So catch me on that as well. And also on PlayStation, if you're into that kind of thing, I'll do game from time to time. I'm kind of a big deal.
The gamer of Jacksonville.
Best looking gamer at Jax.
Oh, best looking gamer.
And I want to say this. I want to say this right now. I'm going off the cuff here. That time at Shadow Wrestling and you introduced me in the ring, you made me blush a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to make that known.
If you haven't seen that, I have a reel on my Instagram. I literally have like two reels, and it's one of them. And I did the intro for us during a promo because Cam was like, we're going to have mics. It's fine. We're going to have mics. We did not have mics.
We did not have mics.
And I was like, I don't know who the fuck you guys are. And I was like, allow me to introduce ourselves.
Yes. You did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And he introduced me. I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah. Go check out my reels on BaboFNN at Instagram. But yeah. tell them where to find your Twitch, because we were streaming on Twitch. Yeah. We may do this again. We may do a fucking Twitch thing again. I'm going to actually get our camera set up together.
Yes.
Because, my God, everybody was just looking at my back. It was just looking at my back the whole time.
You should have your Instagram or your stuff on your back. Man. That would have been awesome.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so, yeah.
Tell them where to find your Twitch. You can catch me on Dashing_Cam pretty much everywhere. Dashing Cam, just look it up. You'll find me. Also, Amada Tirby. That's where you can you can find a visual of that and of what we just did.
We'll try and put links in the description for his Twitch. You can find me, of course, as I said, everywhere that you can stalk your ex on Instagram and Twitter at BoboFNN. That's BoboFNN. You can also find me on Twitch as Ghost Blurred Games. That's Ghost _ Blurred Games. And I'll just be streaming this shit. I'll be hosting this shit. Nice. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm gonna be the one hosting it from his network stream. Like that's what is gonna happen. I don't do shit on Twitch. I was like, I'm gonna do a Twitch, and I was like, that shit takes a lot of work, bro.
It really does. It really does.
But yeah, this has been You Filthy Casuals. It's probably maybe the norm. Just me and Cam. We're gonna probably get together either twice a month.
I'm down. Just let me know, buddy.
About twice a month. You guys can check us out on the Wonderground Media Network. This has been a part of the Wonderground Media family. I have been the one producing, editing, and directing this one. Your creative director, the Bobo. I don't have copyrights yet.
Honestly.
When I get copyrights, that just is going to be in the credits. I'm going to get You Filthy Casuals copyright. All right, so yeah, I think that's about it, bro. Anything that you guys want to talk to us about, hit us up with the email at wondergroundpod@gmail.com. That's wondergroundpod@gmail.com. W-U, not W-O, Wonderground. All right, so yeah, it all goes down. Enjoy the ride.